Okay, so much to do. So I'll start off with Gemara, I guess. So we have three gersos in the Gemara, and that leads to three different positions on haircutting different parts of the body. According to Rav, Misparayim and Misparayim Keintar is mutter. Now, according to the Bahag's Girsa, after Rav says, Mekel Adam Kol Gufo B'Ta'ar, so the Gemara asks, "Aye, but Hamavir Beis HaShechiloka?" The Gemara answers, Rav was Matir B'Shari Varim. So that concept, in our Girsa, there is no basis seemingly to distinguish between Charivarim and Beis HaShechi and Beis HaErva. But according to Ag's Girsa, at least at this stage, we introduce the difference. And then the question is, are we going to reject it or not? So then the Gemara continues and asks, is it really true that Charivarim is Aser? Well, it says Sharivam should be Aser because the Brisa says Avar Seyar is Aser Midrabanan, and it's Mashma even all Evarim. So the Gemara answers, oh, Rav is talking about Misparayim. So it's Mashma then that Tar is Aser even Bishar Evarim. And the Lashon of Ella indicates that we no longer hold of this chiluk anymore, meaning to say that according to the maskan of the Gemara, Rav would aser everything in the body, but only with misparayim. So it's a kula in the sense of beis hashechi and beis erva is mutter with misparayim, and it's a chumrah that the rest of the body is aser with the tar. So, as opposed to, let's say, the simple reading of our Gemara, as Tosfos points out, where there's no iser at all, even betar b'shari varim. According to the Bahag's Girsa, so there is an iser betar b'shari varim. But now, the Beis Yosef, though, as we'll see, Aser's betar b'shari varim, and we're going to see where exactly that comes from in a moment. So that's the those are the two girsas, and then the third girsa is the girsa of Rav Yosef Tovelim, and this is also the girsa of the Rif, and probably the Rambam. And the girsa is basically the same as the Bahag, except it omits the word Ella, which indicates that Lamaskana. We continue to hold of this distinction between Beis HaShechi and Beis HaErva and the rest of the body. And if that's true, so then it comes out a double chumrah. Number one is Beis HaShechi and Beis HaErva is Aser even with Misparayim. And number two is the rest of the body is Aser Bitar. And Tosfos says, even if you are goris this way, it might still come out the same way as the Bahag's. It could be an omitted Ella. This is common in Shas. But as I said, the seemingly the Rif and the Rambam and the Rush, according to the Beis Yosef, are all machmir on that shaila. Now, is it really true that the Rambam is machmir on that shaila? Now, the Beis Yosef says, "Oh, look at this. We have Rif, Rambam, and Rush all machmir like this stringent possibility again with the double chumrah of Misparayim." In Beis HaShechi and Beis HaErva, and also a chumrah of Shar HaGuf B'Tar. Is it really so simple that the Rambam says this or the Rosh says this? So it's not so simple. This was a little bit of a debate between my chavrus and me, between Yoni and Menachem and the like. The Rambam in Halacha Tesk and Perkei Beis Halacha Tesk says, Avar Saseyar mi shar haguf kigon beis hashachu beis erva eno asir min hatorah elam divrei sofrim. So why this is only Max Mardus, if you pass my pillars, Meyakos, it's a different issue. We'll go back to that in a moment. When he says over here, Shar Hagoth, Kigon Beis Hashachu Beis Erva, so the way the Beis Yosef and the Gra seems to have read that is, Dehainu, or things like Beis Hashachu Beis Erva. I don't know what other places there are besides Beis Hashachu Beis Erva. No. Shar means as opposed to the head and the face. Yeah. Now, there was having discussed having, well, you'll see the alternative, right? The previous halachos, like you just said, we've discussed the head hair and facial hair, and now we're turning to the rest of the body. So the way I read this Rambam is that he means the entire rest of the body except for the head and the face, right? And that's what he says. Mishar haguf kigon beis hashachu beis erva, but not limited to beis hashachu beis erva. The same thing would be true for the arms and the legs. Why do you pick this example? Maybe because that's like the most common example, but it's not limited. As what the Rambam writes over here is true everywhere in the body, and right, as opposed to the way that the Beis Yosef and the Gra read the Rambam is that this kigon is this din is not applicable to the hair, to the body hair, to the arms, to the legs. It's just Beis Hashachin Beis Ha'erva. And likewise, at the end, continuing the Rambam, right? B'med v'amamurim, b'makom she'en ma'vir no'so el ha'nashim, k'dei she'lo yitaken, atzmav tikkun nashim. But back to that, b'makom she'en ma'virin, asir nashim, I'm heavier, ain't makino, so okay, we'll get back to that also. Umortal avir seir shar evarim b'misparayim b'chol makom. So again, what does shar evarim mean over here? So I read it as a shar evarim, including beis hashachin beis erva, because he put the two together at the beginning. But you could say, according to Beis Yosef, that's mission, I mean shar evarim with the exception. So as Yoni pointed out, we've been overruled, but I'm still not convinced. I'm still not sure why that's so pashut, in light of what he said before at the beginning when he says kigal.
Well, that's the good. That's
Shar HaGoth. Oh, you're saying Mishar HaGoth kigon Beis HaShachir Beis HaEver, and this is Shar Evarim. So what do you want to say from that?
Being the Shar Evarim is the head and stuff on.
Right, okay.
And then Shar Evarim is the chef and reserve. Because he already spoke about Mako. So he's been collecting two.
So when he said, so the first statement, Havars Haseyar, Mishar Hagoth, means everywhere in the entire body, with the exception of Beis HaShachi and Beis HaErva. I mean, with including Beis HaShachi and Beis HaErva, but everywhere besides. In other words, this includes arms and legs, right?
But then Beis HaShachi and Beis HaErva is relevant because of Medvah.
And then he says, Bamed v'amamulim b'makum she'en ma'vir no'so. Aval makom shavirin oso hanashim im havir, for all of the above. No.
Well, that's only Beis HaShachir Beis HaErva, because then at the end he says.
But then. But shouldn't he say that? Aval b'makom umotar lavir. No, but that's a different heter. That's b'chol makom. That's b'chol makom, meaning even in a place where it's not the derech hanashim.
Yeah.
Okay, so where has he told you? Aval b'makom shavirin aser hanashim. Im havir ein makinuso. Now that means you're saying Shar, it doesn't include Beis HaShachin and Beis HaErevah?
No, the Med Bar Morin is all discussed in Beis HaShachin and Beis HaErevah.
Right, but why does it, but it's just Kigon Beis HaShachin and Beis HaErevah. Why, it's not limited to Beis HaShachin and Beis
HaErevah. Well, that was just in terms of the Yisr.
Where do you have the transition? That's what's
meaning he says what the Yisr is.
Okay, the Yisr.
The Yisr is Midiri Sofer.
The difference is Sofer everywhere. Everything. Good.
And then.
So nothing is special about Beis HaShachin and Beis HaErevah.
Yeah, now Med Bar Morin, I don't know.
But he hasn't, that's my point. He hasn't anywhere stated that Beis HaShachin and Beis HaErevah is different.
I mean,
unless you say Kigon means Dahainu.
I mean, for the moment, we're going to discuss Beis HaShachin and Beis HaErevah.
What do you mean? Right, but Kigon sounds like, for example, but it's not limited to, but it is limited to. The only places where this din is true is Beis HaShachin.
Well, this applies to all of them.
Okay, so where do you find, he has an Isser that applies to everything, and we have a Heter that applies to everything. The Heter is, right? The Heter is, Shari Varim, you're saying, means with the exception of Beis HaShachin and Beis HaErevah. That's your Diyan.
Yeah.
And the reason why we know this is because...
Well, he's mechalek in two cases of makom. He says there's one discussion about makom, where sometimes mutter, sometimes
and then,
in the end, he says kol makom. So the difference is one the first midrash where...
Right. Okay, I don't know. It's a little ikar chasman asefer. But I'm not sure. Your point of Evarim versus Guf, I didn't pick up on. So that's certainly, I think, helpful. Okay. Fine. So, the halacha, either way, we pass in like the Machmirin, in the Shulchan Aruch, like we want to call it Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim's Girsa. It also passes like the Rambam, that by Tar there's no Isser Deoraisa. That's like the Lishna Kama, not like the Smak, who holds that if you pass in like Rabbi Lazvin Yaakov, then there's going to be an Isser Deoraisa by using a Tar. And we'll talk more about that. In Sif Hey. And we talked about that yesterday. Shar HaGuf B'Misparayim, we say, is Mutter, right? And the Rambam says, that's based off of the Rambam, Mutter L'Haver Seir Shari Varim B'Misparayim B'Chol Makom. So B'Chol Makom means even in a place where the minag is that only women do this. And Misparayim, the Shach and the Taz both point out, is even Misparayim Kein Tar. Well, we're talking about a Heter. Even Misparayim Kein Tar is Mutter in the rest of the body, even in a place where that's Minag Nashim. So this is an interesting question, which is why. It's very strange. If, after all, this is a feminine practice to do this, right? Only women do this. So why is it mutter? Why is it mutter? So I don't really have a great answer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just one second. Which? Umotar lahavir sayar. One second. Umotar lahavir sayar evarim. And so if you just had the Mechaber, right, which is, you're saying, omitting the word of the Rambam Shar.
Right.
Okay. So you're saying the Mechaber is saying what?
That's the basis of the Shabbos, although no one would ever think to ask for Misparayim. The only answer is Misparayim. But the Rama adding Sharivar is telling you that Misparayim on the Sefer Shefi wouldn't be answer.
Okay, that's, well, we have a machlokas about that explicitly. So we'll get there later. Maybe, but I'm saying we don't have to speculate about that point because they argue explicitly. Okay. So I want to talk about a different point, which is, you know, this is very strange. You know, why should it be mutter? So I don't know if this is so helpful, but there's a Sefer HaManhig on this din, and the Sefer HaManhig makes an interesting point, not answering this question, but just an observation. Amarav, Mekel Adam Kogufa Bitar, Perush, B'makom She'en Darech Hanashim L'Sakin Atzman Bitar, Aval B'makom She'Darech Hanashim L'Sakin Atzman Bitar, Dehainu Beis Hashechi, Beis Ha'erva Aser, Mishum L'Yilbash, etc., etc. Aval, and then he continues, Aval Shelo Ke'en Tar Mutter, Afil Beis Ha'erva, B'tzavar, Bitar Aser, Dipa'amim Shanashim L'Sakin Tzavar Shalahem, Now, what he seems to be saying is that the reason why we are machbid, more machmir about Beis HaShechi and Beis HaErva, is because that's a place where women grow hair, and therefore that's a place where it's shayach lo yilbash. In other words, I don't know, women don't generally have chest hair, so there's no Isser of lo, if a man were to, the Isser for a man isn't really, you could say it's still Isser because men don't shave body hair, but the Gzeira was said specifically in places where women shave hair, such that we could say if a man is like a woman, so that then he's copy. So if that's the case, so that's why we are a little more kal for the rest of the body, not just Beis HaShechi and Beis HaErva. Beis HaShechi and Beis HaErva are places where women have hair, and Memeila for men, we're more machmir. The other places on the body, leaving aside, you know, the head area, where women don't generally have hair, so then Memeila, we're one step more kal. So even if in the end of the day, in the Shulchan Aruch, we're going to be machmir by ta'ar, but we're going to be makel for misbarayim because that's a less feminine-like activity. Because anyway, it's in a certain sense feminine because men don't generally shave body hair, but it's less so because women don't have hair there anyway. If that's true, you know, somebody asked the Shaila, could a man shave his legs with a shaver, assuming it's misparayim kein tar, right? They have shavers equivalent to the types of shavers we've been talking about the last couple of days for men. They have them for body hair also. And let's assume for a moment that just like that we're going to be makel and treat shavers for the face as misparayim kein tar, so also for the legs. And these are things that women do. So even though from the Shulchan Aruch, that should come out that it would be mutter. But, you know, yesh la'ayin, if that would be mutter, since at least nowadays, that is the derech nashim to do. I'm not sure. I was asked once, a couple of variations of this question, actually, a bunch of times, but most recently somebody asked me, it's okay for me to shave my back. Man asked that question. So if it's with a razor, l'chor, it's going to be aser. But what about if it's a place that men shave their backs? So I wouldn't have thought this is common, but this guy told me, he said, he's chayal in the Israeli army. He said, everybody in his group shaves their back. It's a little like gross sounding to me, but so it's hard to aser that. Because if it's true, let's assume for the moment that it's normal. Now, you know, if you could use a not use a razor, obviously that would be much better. And we'll get back to that question a little bit later. Now,
by the way, if I can interject, I think besides the matter of style, I think sometimes swimmers like to shave themselves. Because okay, yeah.
We'll talk about that. Then we'll talk about that for other things. In other words, here it's a more of a trippy question because we're talking about Ipoy. we'll get to the discussion shortly when we're talking about shaving for non-Yibui. So in the case of swimmers, that's a more kal shaila. I think, you know, when male swimmers are shaving a lot of their body hair, they might wish they didn't have to do that, but, you know, they want to win the Olympics, so they feel like they have no choice. But it's not being done for Yibui. So our discussion so far is about Yibui, which is, again, potentially more chamor. And again, we'll talk about we'll talk about refuah, and then this is not Yipui, it's not refuah, the case of swimming. It's another practical reason, which we'll get to again shortly. Yes, Aaron.
Just going back to the three options in the
Yeah.
I'm misunderstanding, but it sounds like a Vieira Agra is a fourth option. That's
yeah.
A double kula, as opposed to a double kula.
A double kula, meaning tar is mutter b'cholagof.
Yeah, it says, Eno Aster elevates a shefi base air of bitar. Miskarayim, if you look at any tar mutter, or shargo, if you look at tar mutter.
Yes, you could say that from our girsa. That's his point. I think that's exactly correct. That's what I was reading number one. In other words, if you have our girsa and the Gemara, that's what comes out.
Okay. Meaning, so that's number four. You could have difference between Miskarayim and tar, difference between the base of shefi base air.
What ones? Well, let's say, again, our girsa is there's nothing on the rest of the guf, and the chiluk is between Miskarayim and Misparayim is mutter be'beis ha'shech be'beis erev and aser betar. That's our girsa. Then we have the girsa of the Bahag, that there's no difference between shar guf be'beis ha'shech and be'beis ha'erva. It's always mutter be'misparayim, always aser betar. Then we have the girsa of the Rabbi Yosef Tovelim, which is that everything is aser be'beis ha'shech be'beis ha'erva. And Shara Guf is Mutter be Misparayim and Aser Betar. Those are three. Okay. And those are three that the Gra sort of sets it up with you. This is what comes, he sets up that exact point. Okay. So what about if it's the Derech Anashim to do this? We already sort of brought this issue up. So the Rambam writes that Aval B'makom Shem Avir Naseir Anashim Banashim Im Havir Ein Makin Oso. So what is going on over here when he writes Makom Shemavir and Haseyar Anashim Anashim Ein Makinosa? The mashmos is that it's not Aser, it's not Makinoso, it's not even Makinoso Makis Mardos, but nevertheless, it's an Iser Dirabanan. This is a diuk that the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe both make. That the Rambam says there's an Isser Dirabanan, in a place where even Anashim do it. Now, it sounds like the Gemara's Mutter, but the way that the Adarabba, the Basio, the Rambam learned this from the story. The story, remember, somebody was about to get Makos, and they, Makos Mardus, presumably, otherwise you can't really wave the Makos just because he's a chaver, as the Ivitz points out. Okay, somebody's about to get Makos Marvados. They took off his shirt. They see that he doesn't shave his Beis HaShechi, and he said, oh, he's a chaver in Chavraya. So the Rambam said, one second. So therefore, let him off the hook. Because again, Makos Marvados are somewhat left to the discretion of the Dayan. So says the Rambam, oh, you see that Chaverim are the only ones, basically, that don't shave. Must be that we're talking about a place where it's the derech to remove Sar Beis HaShechi. And yet, we're saying he's a Chaver. So you could have said, oh, Chaver, like, this is Midas Chasidus, this is Chorem, we'll see, this is the view of the Ramah, the Ran, and the like. The Rambam apparently learned that, let's look at the dinim of a chaver, right? A chaver is someone who eats chulin b'tahara and is not metame chulin. Now, that's something that's actually aser. It's an iser that's not widely observed, that basically everybody, it's an iser de Rabbanan, and everybody in Eretz Yisrael was most people, except for Chaverim, will make it, but it's still an Isser. In other words, things that Chaverim observe are are not midas chasidus, the Rambam understood, but things that are aser for everybody else. So sort of interesting, then we have, you know, three levels. We have sometimes an iser derabanan that you get malchus mardos. You have an iser derabanan that you don't get malchus mardos. And then you have things that are mutter. So what makes this, what's the gader for the Rambam? The gader, why do you get malchus mardos if it's also derabanan? Why is it different than, let's say, the other iser where you do get malchus mardos? Either because this is what most people do anyway, so they don't get malchus mardos for things that are, you know, most people observe, or maybe just even because they categorized it as something that only chaverim do, so they didn't get malchus mardos. That's where the Rambam reads the Gemara, as opposed to the way the Ran is in the Testament base, Bedape Arif, in Avodah Zarah. He writes, Ayesh lomar debachol makom shiragilin anashim estak l'bimara, Kimo Hanashim. Now we're going to talk about Mara a lot, and we're going to get back to this run, this very important run, and the debate, those who disagree with this run. But anyway, those who in places where it's ragil to look at a mirror, Kimo Hanashim, Mutter, the Lakam Yishum Lo Yilbash, Gavres and Masisha, Vishmaja did Ahma, Sneezim Shabbos, the Tosef, the Nami, Bachi Ari. Rafilo Achiyotsucha Lahatri Lebes, Rabban Amlio, Lafi Shachaverim Hayunim Nain Bekomako. So we have this problem. The problem is that the Tosefta, it says that they were matir based on Leil to look at a river. Why? Because they have to do business with the Apur. Okay. So we're talking about a case where everybody here, it's common for men, most men look at mirrors. So if most, because women don't look at mirrors, we wouldn't have matired it. But so most men must look at mirrors. So if most men look at mirrors, then why'd they have to be matir for Beis Hamelel? That's matir anyway. So he says, oh, I'll tell you the pshat. The pshat is that chaverim still avoid it. In other words, even things that are mutter, because this is what most people do, if there are certain, I guess, feminine-like activities, chaverim avoid it. And that's why Hamelel would have otherwise not looked at the mirror. Fine. And he brings a raya to this concept. What's the raya? Our Gemara, the chi ha'hi de'aminan b'yom b'perk shnei nezirim, ha'gar de'chayev nagda b'veidina, de'rabiyami, dalye le'dar'e v'igli b'yis ha'shachi didei, chazye de'lo me'aver amr lei, shavke min chavaya hudein. V'haynu, l'fi, sheba'oso makom nagu anashim l'havir sar b'yis ha'shachi, v'lo b'yis ha'erfa. That's an interesting diuk, but we'll get back to that later. V'zeshelo havir hikir shahaya min hachaverim de'i l'kuli almaser hechikamer mishum dechazi de'lo me'aver de'min chavrayahu. Mikan hoi ragoinim shemot alavir se'er be'is hashachi uve'is ha'erva b'makoim shenahagul. Okay, so that's a separate point also. See, even though you might have understood that the Rambam and the Ran don't disagree, the way the Beis Yosef, the Rama understand it, is that they do disagree, and therefore the Rama paskins lahaka like the Ran, that it's not aser, it's just, the way the Rama puts it, is a good stringency of sorts. And the Rama, the Mechaber paskins like the Rambam, that we're dealing with on Iser Dirabanan. Now, we're going to get back to this, I think, tomorrow more, but it's worth pointing out that the Gra, and this was really in Simen Kuf Nun Vav Sif Katan Zayin, where the Shulchan Aruch talks about the mirror issue. The Gra disagrees with this Ran. He asks a lot of kashas on this Ran, and he basically seems to say the following. One of his kashas is, if this is Mutter Mikradin, as the Ran claims, so then why do you need to be matir for Beis Rabban Gamliel? Right? You don't have to make a kula for something that's not even usher. Hetiru, even, to be more precise. Right? They were matir or something. Matir means matir, something that was usher. According to the Ran, it's doch shver. What do you mean they were matir? It's not even usher. What? Matir neder. So you don't need hetiru. In other words, it's like everything else. Go be matir neder. It sounds like they made a special could be. Maybe that's a yishur for the Ran. Let's think about it. We'll get back to the smell. Maybe. But at least the Pasha Pshat is this is a good Ha'ara. Ha'ara on the Ran. And the, as we say, we'll see the Gra's other questions on the Ran. Now, what L'Ha'ara comes out from the Gra, and again, we're going to do this more tomorrow, but it's going to be a very important Marmakom, and it's going to be hard to figure out what the Gadir of this is. Is that we might have a concept of things, even though we are seemingly we're matir things when it's the minhag of men to do it, but we might have things that are feminine by their very nature, certain types of grooming and the like. And they're usher, even when men do it. It doesn't become mutter. So an example of this might be the mirror, as you see from that Gemara, that they had to be matir it. Another example might be plucking out the white hairs, as we'll see, again, Bezos Hashem, tomorrow, which sounds like it's usher, even b'makom that they, possibly, they do that, right? Where it's common for men to pull out their white hairs. Does such a concept exist? We might have a similar idea in the Ramban in a different context. So we'll talk about that a little later, but that's very important to understand in this machlokas. Now, another interesting question, which I think we have to get back to more, but we'll just throw it out now because I don't have that much to say about it at this point, is what is Koveya the Mako? Right, when we talk about makom. So if we look at the Prisha, and it's quoted over here in Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Sif Aleph, he writes, I'll just read it to you. The Prisha Kasav Nira Dekol Anashim Gayim Dekevan Denahog Nahog. So we have a couple of things here. Number one is we look at the Gayim. We don't look at the Yidden, if this is the minhag among men in this place. He adds also, dekevan denog nahog, which I think means that even if the minhag started off the iser, people, you know, we talked about this in Klukas Akam as well, maybe in this particular place, the men who started doing this, who did this at first, were acting inappropriately. It was usher. But now it became the predominant practice of the men. So kevan denog nahog, and it becomes mutter. Ulemekdim minhago, dovdi kochav. Gam yesh lomar de al Yisrael ka'amar, de'echad en higi kulam en mochen bahem. And he quotes a Chuvas Prach Shushan, which I did not look up yet. So this is a point that we're going to have to get back to later, but we'll say for now the Pashup Shad is that if this is the Minhag HaMakom, even if it's we look beyond our Jewish community,
is in my mouth.
Yeah.
The son of the Vamos said, post the minor shell, there was no problem if the Goshen's time to go and shave the Makom.
Right.
At that time, the Benos Yisrael didn't grow Seyar in the Makom Erba. He assumes that the Aaron's and Evans are
born. Right.
So you see that following whatever the Benos Yisrael are doing, since the Benos Yisrael don't shave, there's no problem for the men not to shave.
The men to shave.
There's no problem for the men to shave because the Benos Yisrael don't shave.
Right.
Even though all the Goyim were growing here, they're simply shaved.
You're saying that Karban Asamal saying that we look only at the Gnosis Yisrael. Now, could be, I'm wondering, in other words, of course you're going to only look at Yidden if you live in a Jewish place. You're living in Eretz Yisrael. So, you know, I think the question is more going to be, you know, what do we do? Do we, you know, you live in New York City. Do you look at Minhag New York City or do you look at Minhag Jews in Washington Heights? Or, I don't know, whatever it is, I'm saying. So in that case, maybe you can't bring a riot from that Karban Asamal.
Because then afterwards, yes, they got really deer, and do have to say, so you're assuming they are grand.
You're saying he was assuming that was.
So we're grand marriage as well.
Okay, I hear. Good. Okay, so I have to think about that. My welcome. Thank you for let me add that. Carmen is on only vamos. Okay, fine. So you're saying maybe is a raya that you look at Yiddin. Not going, right? Okay. You know, maybe it depends also like what community you see yourself as part of. It's sort of self-defining. maybe something else to think about. Okay. So what about say our cult?
Are Scotland allowed to wear kilts?
No, it's pashut that would be mutter if you live in Scotland. I mean, in the old
days, I mean, I don't know if Jews historically in Scotland have worn kilts. It might have been regarded as a going through practice.
Right, fine. So then it would be chukas akum also. Fine. So let's turn to Sif Beis. We'll get back to Sif Aleph a little bit. What's the din by kol gufo? What if you shave your whole body? Does that change anything? So Tosfos in Yevamos Memches Amud Aleph quotes the Gaonim. Chuvas Gaonim Shari Legaleach Beis Hashechi Beis Ha'erva Ki Megaleach Kol Gufo Meirosho Ve'ad Raglav. So the Gaonim said, "Oh, you know what? If you want to shave your Beis Hashechi because you're shaving everything Meirosho Ve'ad Raglav, so then it's mutter." Now, first of all, how could you shave your whole body? Isn't there an iser deraisa hakafas pesa rosh vazakan? So there's two answers to this question. The first answer is the shach, the prisha point out. We'll get to the second answer in a moment. It means head to toe, meaning say from the tip of my head to the tip of my toe, I shave everything that's mutter to shave, but not everything. Avada and avada, you didn't cut off your pesa rosh, pesa zakan. That's certainly awesome. Okay, that's the pashta. So if you shave off your whole body to the extent that the halacha allows you to shave, then you could also shave off your beis hashechi and beis ha'erva hair. Why? She says, b'megaleach l'refua kevan d'megaleach kol gufo en ze yiboy ela nivol v'teida. Great. So according to Gaonim, it's mutter. Now, the Pasha Pshat and Tosfos is that this is not a heter l'tzorech refuah. The reason why this is mutter is because it's not lenoy. Adarav, it's not lenoy, it's lenevel. So why are you doing it? You're doing it because it's refuah. But it's not that it's mutter machmas refuah. It's mutter because it's otherwise a nivol. And it's not lenoy. The iser is by night. This is lenoy. It's nivol. And therefore, it's mutter. Lavir beis hashechi beis erva even. Because it's not lenoy. It's lenivol. And why are you doing it? Presumably because of refuah. Fine. Now, l'chayra, there's a big problem here. The problem is that the svara of the Gaonim, that it's mutter to take off your beis hashechi, beis ha'erva, when it's not lenoy, but is the svara of Rav Nachman. Now, the only problem is that Rav Nachman, the Gemara says, less hilchos kvasei. Now, the Gaonim were mechanan to Rav Nachman. Okay, that's great to be mechanan to Rav Nachman. But the Gemara rejects Rav Nachman, right? What did the Gemara say? The Gemara said, andaf nantes, Amud Aleph. Amar Nachman Benazir Mutter. The last Hilchos HaKivasei. What does that mean, Benazir Mutter? Why would I think anything? So Tosha says, Benazir Mutter, Lavir Beis Hashachi, Beis Ha'ervad, Dekasavar, Achar, Benazir Mavir, Kosei Arosho, Lo Chashiv, Noi V'tikun, Legabei, Oso Ha'ish, Lavir Beis Hashachi, Beis Ha'ervad. Since this Nazir is anyway shaving everything off, so, you know, he figures, let me finish up all my hair. I don't know exactly what his cheshbon is, but the reason why Rav Nachman thought that this was mutter is very simple, because this is not lenoy. So that's what Rav Nachman thought it was mutter. That's exactly the svar that I know, that when it's not lenoy, it's mutter. But the Gemara says, the less of chesvasi, to asiyach benazir. So, how could the Gaonim pask in this way? It's against Rav Nachman. That's question number one. I'd add another question, which is that, you know, why are we docha Rav Nachman? Presumably because what we're saying is it's aser even when it's not lenoy, right? In other words, Sosa says it's not lenoy, so it's not, it's still aser. What about the Hemshech of the Gemara? The Hemshech of the Gemara does sound like it's actually mutter when it's not lenoy. Because the Gemara says, they asked, is it mutter to shave your armpits? And he said, no. And he said, but 1 second, it's going to cause me tsar. And they said, yeah, no, it's not going to cause you tsar, because gvul yeshlo, it's not going to grow forever. And you know, what's the big deal? You're not going to have tsar. And explains Tosfos. But you could be medayik from here that if it was going to cause you tsar, it would be mutter to shave the beis hashachi. So here we're saying that beis hashachi is mutter b'makom tsar. But Rav Nach, the Gemara concludes against Rav Nachman that beis hashachi is asur b'makom tsar. So I guess I have a question on the Gaonim, and I have a question mineu be'in the Gemara. So we could answer that these two questions are miyashe v'achad atashini, that we could say that no, that it's only mutter when it's tsar. In other words, it's not enough to just be mutter when it's eno derech hipoy. Rav Nachman thought, as long as it's eno derech hipoy, it's mutter. So therefore, when a nazir did it, there's no tsar by the nazir, right? There's no tsar. He's just not derech hipoy. So Rav Nachman said, as long as it's eno derech hipoy, it's going to be mutter. It's not derech hipoy, it's mutter. So therefore, it's mutter for the nazir to do it, right? I don't know why he would do it. He thinks like it's a chumrah, you know, a hiddur mitzvah. You know, the Torah says, take off your hair and your head, and I'm going to be a mahadir and take off tsar beis hashachi v'zera. Chumrah. So Nachman said, okay, it's mutter. He's not doing it lanai, right? This is gross. And the Gemara says, l'sochus l'gavah. I say, no, it's aser. But what about tsar? Tsar is taka mutter. And that's what the Gemara says later. If taka you needed, if it would have been tsar not to remove your tsar beis hashachi, you would have been mutter. But Rav Chiya says to him, no, come on, it's not tsar. And if so, then it's consistent with what the Gaonim say as well. In other words, we'll say the Gaonim are only matir when it's l'refuah. When it's l'refuah. So we, as opposed to the way we originally read Tosfos, I would say the simpler reading of Tosfos, when Tosfos mentions refuah, he's not saying it's mutter out refuah, which saying happens to, the reason why it's mutter is because it's not l'nai. Happens to be, so why are you doing it? It's doing it for refuah. But in light of what we're saying, so as not to contradict the Gemara's rejection of Rav Nachman, we could answer that it's only mutter when it's refuah. When Tosfos is refuah, he means that. This is more or less, I believe, what the Karben Nisanal says. And the Beis Yosef says this, at least this is one possibility in the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says explicitly, we call Mokka Mikkel Medak, Shatosfos lo etiru, lasos kain ala la refuah. In other words, as opposed to our original reading of the Tosfos, which is that Tosfos was matir anytime it's not lanai, for example, l'refuah. No, now it will come out that Tosfos is only matiring it l'refuah. Is there any other way to get rid of this diuk, this kasha from Rav, the Gemara's rejection of Rav Nachman? One possibility is, this is what Brian suggested, is that, no, Tosfos says, for refuah happens to be the reason, that's not the time of the heter, like we said, and the reason why we don't pass them like Rav Nachman is because there's not so much nivel, because the only thing you're taking off, along with the head of your hair, the nazir, is beis hashachi and beis ha'erva. But if you were to take away all the hair, every single drop of hair on your body, even your arm hair, so then it would be mutter, even if it's not refuah. So there's like a sort of a little dakistic machlokas. As Rav Nachman thought, it's mutter even if you just remove tzar beis hashachi and beis ha'erva. And we say, no, it's only mutter if you also remove the hair on your arms and your legs. It's like, once you think, how do you know that, I guess? But that might be an answer, but it's difficult. I saw quoted from the Sri De'esh, Yoredeya Simen Mem Aleph. I didn't look it up inside. It's in that sefer that I have at my makom, which I forgot the name of the sefer, from the library. I think it's called Begadish. So anyway, he quotes from the Sri De'esh that, very kunz, the kunz says, no, because remember we said that you didn't shave off all the hair, mamish, Nagolim, you left your like your Pesa Rosh, your Pesa Zakan. So then it's mamish menuvel to take off everything else. But since a Nazir has to take off his all of his head hair, so then it's not so menuvel in Eretz Yisrael Sasser. Okay? Fine. Now, if you look at the parish of Rabbi Avram Minahar, turns out that the way he understands the Gemara's rejection of Nachman, it also wouldn't be a kasha nagonim. I didn't really understand how he read the Gemara, but that would be another yishuv, but again, a difficult yishuv. Fine. Now, the Beis Yosef, now we asked from Pesach Rosh, and we should point out that there's another approach. Right, what do we mean? We asked from Pesach Rosh. We said, one second, how could the Goyim possibly say it's mutter to shave everything on your body? One second, isn't there an Isser of a Kavas Pesach Rosh? We said, oh, of course. It means minus whatever, there's an Isser Daraisa to shave. But the smug, cited by the Beis Yosef, says it a little differently. Usmag kasav, the Zelashono, which was a Goyim kasav, the Beis HaShechi, Beis HaErva, in Megaleach, Meirosho, Ve'ad Raglov, mutter, perish, Pemisparan, Keintar. Kidimashma Lashon Rav Megal Adam Kogufo Bidar. In other words, Mirosho Bad Raglov doesn't mean from the tip of my head to the toes on my feet minus my face and my pesarosh. No, it means literally. So if it's literal, then what then Al Karchacha we're talking about Misparayim. Okay, you know, we can learn like the Rambam, Misparayim came tires even what they're on your pesarosh. So that's how the Smog learns the Gaonim, in which case you don't have to come on to that Ukimta. Sadri Paskin, in Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch brings down Yesh Omrim that Mekilin, he, now, do you need refuah? So the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Beis is like this. Mi shemegalech kol sar shebo, me rosh adad v'aglav, Yesh Omrim shemoter lo legalech gam beis hashechi, so say anything about refuah. Sounds like you don't need refuah, even though that was the possibility brought down in the Beis Yosef. However, if you look at the Shach, he says, well, of course he's mechavim for refuah. What else would he do it for? And then the Shach says, and maybe even if he says, well, of course I'm doing it for Yipoy. What are you talking about? We don't even listen to him. Of course he's refuah kamechavim. In other words, Be'etzem, the way the Shach's reading the Shulchan Aruch is, no, it's only mutter if it's Letzarech Refuah, except that there's no other possibility besides Refuah. Now, I would assume, if you accept that Shach, that if there was some other possibility, like it was reasonable that you're doing it Lanai, I don't know, like this in your cult or whatever it is, this is done Lanai, it's not done for Refuah or something like that, it could still be Aser. Okay, so that is so all. So that is if you're doing your whole body. Right? If you're doing your whole body, then Lurifua is Mutter, right? Okay, and even with a Tar, Lav Dafka, you know, Misparayim, like maybe the Snag. Good. So you do your whole body, it's Mutter, Lurifua, Mutter. What about if I don't want to do my whole body? Let's say just my Beis HaShachi for Refuah. I have some type of blisters or whatever in my Beis HaShechi, and for Refuah, is it mutter to just do Beis HaShechi? So the Beis Yosef is medayik from Tosos and Yevamos that it's Aser, because the only thing that Tosos is matir is b'makom tzar, is Beis Ha, is when you do Kol Gufa. It's not 100% of a muchrach diuk, but because maybe that's what they were talking about. But that's the diuk. Okay, here the diuk. The Beis Yosef writes, though, that the Rashba was matir, and maybe you could also be medayik from Tosfos and Nazir and then Tesmad Aleph that he's matir, because Tosfos said that, you know, the only reason why it's asur for to cut the Beis HaShechi is because it's not so much tzar, because gvul yesh lo. But if there wasn't a gvul, it would be mutter, right? So why do the Gaonim, why are they machmir like the Beis Yosef? Or why do they reject the Rashba? Why do they reject Tosis and Nazir? So it's only a Hatter B'Makom Refua if it's a Nivel. And therefore, if it's not a Nivel, even though you're not Mechavin Lanai, it's Aser. That seems to be what the Beis Yosef understands the Gaonim as holding. And this is the Beis Yosef, L'Shitas HaGaonim, L'Shitaso, that the whole Hatter is because of Refua. Since the Beis Yosef thinks that Hatter is because of Refua, then if it's that, even then, it's only Refua if it's called Gufa. So basically what comes out now is we have a Machlokas Rishonim, if Tsar alone is enough of a matir for just Beis HaShachi or Beis HaErba. So again, Beis Yosef sounds like Tosis is Machmir, Rashba is Matir. The truth is even the Rashba is a little bit misupik. The Rashba has a tzad to go even one step more kal. He says maybe it's going to be mutter even if it's not for refua or tzar, if it's just not l'nai. So we really have, and that's the view of Rabbeinu Tam, Antosis Nun Tes, that it's mutter if it's not l'nai. So in a sense then we have three views. We have the view that it's mutter if it's not l'nai. We have the Rashba who says it's mutter b'makom tzar. And then we have the view of Tosus and Yavamos that it's mutter only if it's tzar plus kol gufo. Now, then the Beis Yosef is Messiah, that maybe Tosus would be mode if you're behedim chadein l'tzar, no tzar. In other words, maybe it's not so machrach that the that Tosfos and the Rashba argue. And that seems to be the conclusion of Sif Dalet. Because he says in Sif Dalet, Mishiyesh lo chatatin bebeis hashachi, bebeis erva mitzar, mitzara seir mutter laviro, like the Rashba. And maybe, like it says, maybe this is also the view of Tosfos as well. We're not forced to say there's a machlokas. What about if it's not physical pain, but you're embarrassed? So the Beis Yosef, the Darkei Moshe in Sif Katan Aleph quotes from the Mordechai. Bnei Adam sheyesh lam ribui ser biyadayim uvoshin laharos bein anashim, they're embarrassed about it. Motor lasiran de'en l'chatzar gadol mizeh. So just like we're matir for a physical tzar, so en l'chatzar gadol mizeh. Emotional tzar is definitely emotional tzar. It's relevant and the like. So fine. That's at least relevant for exposed areas of the body, like he's talking about over here, a biadai. What about kol gufo b'misparayim shelo ke'en tar? So here, the Beis Yosef, at the end of Sif Aleph, Paskin, that it's mashma, that misparayim shelo ke'en tar, is mutter b'chol makom even Beis HaShachi. It sounds like it's only mutter l'mewatzar. So, where do you say that? So, I thought maybe a raya l'chumra on the shayla was from the Gemara about the kasha that Rav asked for Priya. He said, "Is it mutter to be monei atzar to cut my star base hashachi?" Now, one second. You could have used misparayim for that. And we still say it's aser, even though you could have used misparayim because it's not really tzar. So maybe you see from here that it's aser. However, but the Beis Yosef says no. As long as it's misparayim, it's mutter. Right? There's no iser at all for misparayim. No issue at all. Maybe he thought that, I don't know, the tsar wouldn't be helped by misparayim. It's not sure, not clear, because obviously saying it's not going to grow that long anyway, so misparayim would have helped. But anyway, the Beis Yosef says misparayim is mutter, even for Beis HaShach, even for Beis HaErva. The Rashba, though, disagrees. The Rashba is not quoted by the Beis Yosef, but it is quoted in the footnote in the Beis Yosef. It shows Tshuvas HaRashba, Chelik Aleph Simen Kuf Vav. And he brings three rayas that Sasser. His other raya, maybe even a stronger raya, is that the Gemara asks, Bomine, Rav Mirabichia, Mahu Lachoch. Are you allowed to scratch yourself to remove, let's say, sar beis hashechi or beis erba? You got to scratch yourself. And we answer, aser. Now says the Rashba, umedilachoch aser, kol shekein lahakal b'misparayim shelo kein tar. If it's aser to scratch, kal v'chomer to cut with the scissors. So what would the Beis Yosef say back to that raya? You can say back, it's not a raya at all. Because why is lachoch aser? There you're actually removing the hair in its entirety. Scratching it off doesn't sound very comfortable. But lamaisa, it's gone. So that's why it's aser. But misparayim, so something remains. So as long as something remains, that's what the Beis Yosef says is mutter. So b'kitzer, we have a machlokas. According to the Beis Yosef, let's say to remove sar beis hashechi, beis haever, with misparayim, shelo ke'en tar, mutter. And according to the Rajba, aser. L'maisa, the Mechaber, and the Rama were mekel on that shaila on the Shulchan Aruch. Nobody seems to bring down the Rashba on a page of the Shulchan Aruch. Because nobody, the Rama is mekel, and who's arguing? And Darkei Tshuva, and Darkei Moshe, the Rama is mekel. And the Mechaber is mekel. No, I think it's not...
No, the Mechaber just says a film is fine. Sorry.
I see. So it's only a deal. Okay. But L'chayra... Yeah, so in the Beis Yosef and the Rama, they're explicitly Mako. The Darkei Moshe and the Beis Yosef are explicitly Mako. And though it doesn't make it to the page of the Shulchan Aruch, there's no, you know, it's pashut that they're Mako. So L'chayra, we're not choshish for the Rash. But though I saw in the Darkei Tshuva, actually... Brian Cho pointed it out to me. He quotes from certain achronim, like the Tanach Tzedek. We keep on coming back to Chumras from the Tanach Tzedek, Chiluk Yerdei Simin Tzadi Gimel, who is Machmir. Had the Beis Yosef seen the Tshuvas Rashba, he for sure would have been Machmir. Okay, I mean, obviously, there are plenty of Tshuvos. Right, exactly. So, you know, all right, we could imagine what Ravadi would say back to that. Okay, we're just about out of time. So let me just make one or two quick points. What about Sam or Mishcha? It's a very common chayla. A lot of times people will want to remove hair, body hair especially, with that. So maybe we'll say that, you know, we saw with respect to the face, you know, that's permissible. So maybe here too, it's permissible. So in that sefer that I have over there, Big Day Ish, he quotes from Poskim that say, no, we're machmir, it's dino kitar. And the reason is because it's meisir the entire hair, meikaro. And moreover, it's derech l'shtamesh kain. Poskim also are machmir for malakit, for hitni. Now this question of is actually reminiscent of a different question, and I think, I guess we'll have to get back to this tomorrow. Is the iser more in the meisir or more in the totsa when it comes to this? So the fact that we're matir l'chachecho beveged, at the very least, does indicate that, and there, presumably, even if you're mechavin lanai, that we're more concerned about the maisa than the totsa. There might be counter evidence, and so that we'll get back to next time. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll start with a sif hei, and we'll return to the question we talked about yesterday, Shitas HaRambam, and why Beis HaShechi, Beis HaErva is only an Isser D'Rabbanan if he passes a Golas from Yaakov. We'll go take it from there.
Hello?
Yeah, just 1 second. Somebody just asked a question. Oh, did I get two things confused?
Yeah. I thought the Rama is, I mean, because he asked Shari, he's arguing on
that. Okay, so...
No, they're talking about...
Okay, so 1 second. So maybe I got that all confused. So let's go back. So, which part is the Rashba talking about? So, the Rashba says, okay, the Beis Yosef at the end of Sif Aleph, right, says like this. When we call Mako Mashma, Shakol Misparayim, Tamurim Binyan Zek, Kein Tar. Okay. Ava, shelo ke'ein tar, afilu beis ha-shechu beis ha-erva shari, v'chi ha-yavna lo ave tikkun isha klal, v'chein ner medibay alash. Okay. So the shulch, the beis Yosef, it says, misparim are totally mut. But this, the Rashba disagrees with, right? Okay. Now, we're saying that the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch is Machmir, because the very end he says, Hagad, Umortul Havir Sayar, Shar Ivan Misparayim B'chol Makom. You're saying Shar Ivan is coming Lafuke Beis Hashachi Beis Ha'erba, where Misparayim Shalokin Tarzasa. Now, where is the basis of that? What do I say? Like the Rashba, you're saying.
Like the Rashba, yeah, maybe even.
So you're saying the Rashba over here, the Mechaber is the Das
Yachid.
Does the Ramah, do you have any evidence from that in the Ramah and Darkei Moshe? Or is that just
it, he doesn't deal with this problem.
Okay. What about the Darkei Moshe Aruch? I have to get back to this point and clarify, because you're right. I assumed, I don't know why, but I got confused when I said the Ramah's Machmir. It's only the Mechaber is Machmir, and you're claiming that the Mechaber is Machmir. Ramah, maybe we, sorry, the Mechaber is Mekel, and the Ramah might be Machmir, like she just got. Okay, I have to think about that. I'll get back to
it.
Yes, but he's saying that's telling you something significant. What you're saying is the Ramah is just adding this because the Rambam for some reason left out the lashon of the Rambam. Almost called the lashon of the Rambam missing one word, so the Ramah is just correcting it. But it's not consequential. What?
Who would have been so
circumcised? Okay, that's the point. So, and what Menachem is being bedag something else. So, the problem with your reading Menachem is, I guess, if he doesn't, why doesn't he say it? And he just, yeah, especially because he's just, you know, flipping the Rambam, washing the Rambam. Okay, we'll work on it. I need to think about it more. Okay, we'll stop here. Maybe we should take...